about 22 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm back with my guests, Julie Copens and Stephen Gregg, along with JDHS students Hunter Hill and Habiba Elbatrowe. All right. We just did a little preview of Crush, which was written by you, Stephen, and you're teaching several free playwriting workshops for youth and adults while you're here. First of all, where are you visiting from?
Visiting from Los Angeles, from Venice Beach.
And what do you do there?
I write plays. That's pretty much all I do.
That's a great full-time gig.
It's a really nice job. I'll jump in and say here that I also sometimes write TV and movies. And if you're interested in doing that, you should think about playwriting because it is a good way to get noticed.
All right. So these workshops that you're putting on, they are free and they are sort of unique because most of them, 3 out of 4 of them, target young writers. Tell us more about that.
Well, one thing that I find is that all students have pretty much written short stories. They've all written poetry, but very few students have written plays. It's just something that's not taught in our schools. And it's a topic that people can be surprisingly good at without knowing it. You don't have to be a good writer to be a good playwright.
You don't?
You really don't.
if
what's throwing you off about writing is grammar, spelling, structure of an essay, you don't have to worry about that so much. It's about figuring out what makes a good play, what makes it theatrical, what makes it good dialogue. And those things are actually somewhat counterintuitive, and they're the things that we'll be talking about.
Sounds like building confidence is a part of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have found that the things that I tried in high school tend to be the things that I've continued to do my whole life. And I think one of the reasons there aren't more playwrights is because people don't try it when they're in junior high school, middle school, or high school. And if you do try it, you might find that it's something that carries on into college and beyond. And actually, a lot of people come out of these workshops with something that they want to work on, so a place to start.
What are some of the objectives for participants, what should their expectations be? Because you're starting with some pretty young groups, like 9 to 13.
And that'll work fine. In fact, I did it just the other day because one of the things about it is that it's really fun. It's, if nothing else, you're going to have fun. There are lots of ways of introducing the topic that are almost games, really. There are things you can do yourself. There are things we do out loud. Excuse me. So I have no problem with young people because they do enjoy it. And then the other thing is that because the basics are so simple, there are really 3 objectives that we're going to work on. And I think they'll come out really knowing what the 3 sort of basic skills are for writing a play.
Do you want to go through those skills?
Sure. The most basic skill is to write a 2-person scene. If you can write a play that involves 2 people, you can really write any play. There are lots of plays that only have 2-person scenes. There are lots of plays that only have 2 people. Well, once you do that, we have to think about what compels us about the scene. And usually what compels us is how do we make what's at stake really matter. So we'll be talking about why you can turn a stick of gum into a really compelling scene. You don't have to be arguing about an alien invasion or the fate of the Earth to create compelling drama. And the third thing I'd say is really, I'd call it the 3-person scene. It's how to write everything that's not a 2-person scene. And a scene that's 10 characters is really just a very complicated 2-person scene.
Like 2 times 5.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. How do you get signed up for the
workshops? It's not a sign-up thing. It's a show-up thing.
Okay.
So we encourage people to come. The first one is tonight. It's for adults.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that one. There's 3 for little kids and 1 for big kids.
So the adult class is tonight at Perseverance in our black box space. And I would encourage anybody, even if you don't think of yourself as a playwright, if you're a writer in another genre or if you just want to try something new, like Steve said, it's super fun. Something that distinguishes playwriting from most other forms of writing is that it's collaborative. And you can't do it alone, really. Some of it, a lot of it is solitary, but to really make your play live, you need other people. And that's why I think it's so important to get introduce young people to playwriting, because we're, you know, 21st century skills. We're trying to figure out how to get students, you know, get their faces out of their gadgets and look at each other and work together and solve problems collaboratively. Getting them involved in playwriting is a great gateway drug to that kind of activity that will serve them in their careers, whatever they choose to do. So that's why Perseverance is really investing in this. So the first class is tonight for adults, 7 o'clock, Perseverance. And then later this week, we have Friday as a day off school, teacher in service. So we're going to do 2 afternoon workshops at Zach Gordon Youth Center. The first one starts at 1 o'clock. It's for students ages 9 to 13, as Steve said. Then we'll have a 3:31 for older students, 14 to 18. And again, you just show up. You don't have to sign up. If you have questions, though, you can always email me. My email is julie.c@ptalaska.org. You can go to our website, ptalaska.org, and there's some more details there. Go to our Facebook page if you want more information. And then the last workshop will be Saturday at the Douglas Library. That's going to be at 1 o'clock also. That's for ages 10 and up. Again, free. There are going to be snacks. And a bonus for the Saturday workshop, if you come, you will get free admission to the 4 o'clock opening performance of Crush right next door at Perseverance Theater. So
that's
a great way for yeah, free workshop, free play. It's going to be awesome. And if you're a real theater geek, if you're just crazy, you could like get out of Crush, grab a sandwich, and then come back for 7:30 performance of Our Town at Perseverance. You could have a total marathon day of theater awesomeness.
Well, the weather's perfect for that.
Absolutely.
So why not? All right. Well, that's super interesting. And now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about what else Perseverance is doing. So speaking of Our Town, again, you're hosting a Pay What You Can film screening of a documentary called OT, Our Town, and that screens this Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Gold Town Nickelodeon,
right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Let's listen to the trailer first and then talk about some of the details.
That something has to do with human beings. There is something eternal way down deep about every human being.
This play is called Our Town. It's written by Thornton Wilder.
I'm coming straight out of Compton.
Compton is home of gangster rap and gangsters. That's all people know about Compton. That's all people think about Compton.
When was the last time a play was put on?
What, 21 years ago? 20 years?
Yeah, I think we've got a wonderful cast here, and I think we're going to put on one hell of a show.
What kind of a play is this that we're going to have in a cafeteria?
Somebody told me that I was going to have to wear, like, this ethnic clothing, and I was thinking, what the hell is ethnic clothing?
Is there no one in this town aware of the social injustice and industrial inequality?
I don't know.
That's not the kind of play I would be interested in. I'm interested in the kind of play that you kill someone and this and that. This has like more like symbolic things, you know? A lot of people don't get that.
I ain't no bar. I want to be a farmer, an Uncle Luke's farmer.
The way they would talk, like their little farm lingo, I wasn't feeling it.
I don't want to do this f***ing shit.
This is f***ing weak.
I need to do this and see if I can really do it.
My biggest fear is like dying and not leaving anything behind for people to remember me by.
There's no reason for you to be out playing when you don't know your line.
The important thing is to be happy.
It's too much stress. I don't think I can do it.
Sit straight and be somber. Okay, not that song.
And when I become big, I will not forget y'all.
No matter what happens, it's still gonna be the best play. It's the only play.
Nice town, you know what I mean? Nobody very remarkable ever come out of it, as we know.
We're not that different, but we're way different from what you think we are.
Well, that trailer grabbed me right away. It sounds like a super interesting documentary. So if you didn't get that everything from the audio there, it's a group of high school students from inner city Compton.
Compton, California, yeah.
Yeah, who are putting on a production of Our Town.
Right.
I saw Our Town last weekend, and afterwards I talked with my date a lot about the relatability of the play. Mm. Like, you know, one of the elements that makes it a timeless classic. And we questioned if it really could take place in any town, in any era. So does this documentary answer that?
I think so. When you see it, I mean, these students, they really make the play their own. And they make it very much about their own community and what makes it unique. And, I just think people should see the movie. It's really beautiful. And if, you know, we do sometimes think of Our Town as kind of a Norman Rockwell white bread painting brought to life kind of thing. And it is not that at all. It's about what matters to us and what we want to leave behind and what, you know, why we choose to be with the people we're with. And that's a story that belongs to everybody, wherever you are. And these students absolutely prove that. They do modify the Our Town script a little bit to make it more, which is not something generally that you're allowed to do in theater. You're not supposed to change the lines, but they took a little liberty. Our production at Perseverance it's an all-Alaskan cast. It's set in Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. We don't pretend like we're in Juneau, Alaska. We say the lines that Thornton Wilder wrote, meaning the cast of Our Town at Perseverance. However, I don't know if you did. You feel like coming in that you were watching people in New Hampshire, or were you just watching human beings, or just I don't know.
Well, at first, with the costumes, mm-hmm. and the dialect, the way the words are said, it almost felt Midwestern to me. I would not have said like New England, New Hampshire. So even less so. But you see the play, which I'd actually never seen it before, or the movie, so it's total blank slate. And yes, you definitely pick up on these concepts, and you could see how changing the cast, changing the costumes, changing none of the dialect would totally make it seem like it could belong to a totally different town.
Yeah. Something else about the film that comes across is, and there's talk with Our Town that most of us encounter it in high school. It's still 1938 play, still one of the most frequently performed plays in high schools today, partly because it's a big cast and it's cheap. You don't need a set. Okay, that's why it gets done. But it's also a great play. However, most of us encounter it in high school before we really are ready for it, mm-hmm. before we have much life experience. There is a lot in the play about growing up, getting married, living and dying. And these are themes that, you know, as a teenager, it's not front of mind, let's say. These kids in Compton, they have life experience. They know what it's like to lose people who are close to you overnight. And that comes through in the film. So these students, I think, are able to embrace the play's themes in a way that a lot of other American teenagers who have privilege have not, are not ready for. However, I think even these kids in this film, which was made in early 2000s, they're now young adults. Maybe they have children themselves. I think if they were to re-engage with Our Town today, they would see even more in it. It is a play that grows with you, and you have to encounter it at different stages in your life. You'll see it's a very different play.
Well, that's all the time we have for you guys today. Thank you so much. OT, the documentary, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Gold Town Nick, Pay As You Can. Crush is this weekend, and the playwriting workshops are this weekend as well. More information at the Perseverance Theater website. Stephen, Julie, Habiba, Hunter, thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.